Hello.
Oh, hi, Antonio.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Some issues right now, so I had to push back on that. But I noticed you guys shut down my website.
It shouldn't be shut down. It should probably just have a little orange banner on it, which is supposed to be a friendly reminder so that you know that the payment's not going through. But let me look at it and just see what's going on.
No, that's all right. No. You guys went ahead and turned me off, so I went ahead and put everything back to the way it was. That's fine. Guys, a payment, but you can go ahead and cancel my service.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 2nd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come May 2nd, that would reoccur to $598, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you either, you know? So how come you're wanting to cancel, though?
Well, I haven't actually made any money from you guys, so it's not beneficial at all for me.
I see. Okay.
I haven't made a single dollar from you guys managing my website or any of the other things that you guys claim to have done. So this is a huge waste of funds and time and resources, and it was not beneficial at all.
Okay. So I want to let you know that industry standard for first page placement is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, and we do it in only 30 to 45 days. And I share that with you to let you know that you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some really solid things for your business. I always tell people, you know, it's the first and second month where you see some activity, but it's definitely the third month where you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. So one option.
I've been with you guys since February. My phone has not rang once. The 6 items that you show on the Local Splash page of people calling, those were all test calls.
I see.
No one has called. I've got no activity to my website. I've benefited nothing from being in business with Local Splash. It's been over the 2 months, and I haven't gotten a single phone call. So
okay.
I don't really care about the 90 days or whatever because I should have seen some activity already, and I'm seeing nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. That would be very, very frustrating. So one option that you can consider, only because I would hate to have this continue to reoccur and you know, put problems on your credit and all of that just because of the signed terms and conditions. So one thing that you could do if your intention is just to kind of settle this and cancel is your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. I don't think you need that if you're going to just settle the balance and cancel. So I could at least take those off for you, and that would lower that past due amount to $199. Now, if things are tight or if, you know, you don't have to pay that today, but I would recommend definitely get it done as soon as possible because once it does, it will, you know, we can cancel the account and it would prevent further charges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or, you know, you might want to continue with it. I mean, since there's an amount anyway that has to be paid, you might want to just ride it out for the rest of the month and kind of, you know, see if it's going to do anything. One thing that I can see that you started is you got a 1 5-star review on the Google listing. So that's a good start. I would recommend getting a couple more here and there, and I can send you a review generator email to help you with that. And then secondly, I can have the technicians do a complete performance overhaul on your account and make sure that if there's any updates that would improve your performance, that they do those for you behind the scenes. And then thirdly, I saw that they put a post on the Google page on March 6th, but I want them to start doing weekly posts because the weekly posts will definitely make you more relevant and get you results a lot quicker too. So I can have them start doing the weekly posts and the performance updates, and then you on your end can start, you know, working on getting a couple of more reviews here and there. And I know with those three things happening, you're going to see much, much better results.
I actually have 9 5-star reviews, maybe more, from different customers that I've interacted with. But again, I'm not gaining any traction whatsoever from whatever you guys claim to be doing in the back, on the back end or front end or whatever. Like, I don't appreciate paying for a service and I get zero from the service. I mean,
right.
You're calling me talking about I owe you guys money for this, that, and the third, but you haven't delivered on anything, not even a phone call.
So that's why we offer month-to-month pricing. And had you called us 3 business days prior to April 3rd, of course, it cancels out and there aren't any further charges. But because that didn't happen, there is a past due amount, and there's nothing we can do with an account with a past due amount. I can't even cancel it with it. It continues to reoccur until this settles, you know, per your terms. But I'll tell you, I don't know where your 9 reviews are, but they're not on Google. On the Google listing, there's just one, and it's an outstanding review. It's from a guy named Junior Flip. He wrote it 3 weeks ago. Friendly and fast, affordable pricing, and he put some pictures on there, but that's the only review that you have on the Google listing. So are those 9 reviews?
No, they're from other services.
Sources
that I utilize.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can copy and paste those to Google, but again, a review means nothing if you're not even getting hits to the site. I mean,
well, it does make it more relevant.
Google Bing and, what is it, Facebook and Yelp, and, you know, I get more traction from the stuff that I do versus the stuff that I'm paying you guys to do. So I don't see the benefit here. I mean,
right.
I'll keep the service until, you know, 3 days before May 2nd, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys have not lived up to whatever contract I signed up for.
Right, and that's what...
Months, you know, I should have received at least some calls, some hits to my site, but the only hits to my site have been myself or people I know or, like, you guys. So I went ahead and just disabled my site since you guys set it to 404 site not found. I went ahead and changed all my pointer records back to what they were originally pointing to.
I see. Okay. I see what happened. Okay. Well.
No. That's not what happened. I did that as a result of you guys disabling my website. All day yesterday, I checked my website and I got a 404 not found. I worked in IT for 17 years. I know exactly what that means.
Was that the first time you saw it? Was yesterday, or had it been up there for a while? Do you know?
No, it was all day yesterday.
All day yesterday.
Because I didn't even check it prior to yesterday, but when I did check it, and I checked it several times, and I didn't make the change until about 8 o'clock last night to where I disabled and switch my Pornhub records back because you guys disabled my website, which I'm assuming is due to this outstanding bill. Now, if that's how you guys operate, then I don't want my stuff pointing to your domain. I mean,
that usually never happens where an account goes into suspension and somebody over here deletes it and it goes into that 404 error. Usually just a little orange banner goes at the top, which is supposed to be a friendly reminder so that you know without letting any, you know, potential clients know that there's a problem with the payment. So, one thing that you also could consider if you did like the site that we had, and then, you know, and I don't know why you had that error or why it came down or why you had to reroute everything, but if you did like the site, I still see it in your layout, so we can still get it reactivated for you if you wanted it. And then there's an option where you cancel the program and keep the site and just pay $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So I don't know if, you know, that would be something you would want to consider or not, because, you know, it sounds like you're pretty good at doing the site on your own, and probably the hosting you could find on your own is a lot cheaper, right? But I do want to just let you know that that's an option.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'm good. I'm going to keep all my stuff the way it is.
Okay.
And you guys can continue doing absolutely nothing for the next few weeks, and I will make the payment at the end of the month and cancel my service outright.
So the caveat there, Antonio, is when an account's in suspension, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming being done on the account. So if your intention is, oh, I'll take advantage of the rest of the month and I'll pay you at the end of the month, then, you know, none of those algorithm updates are going to be performed until the payment is done at the end of the month. So I would definitely recommend.
Oh, so you don't do anything, but you still charge me for it going forward. Oh, I see. Great.
Well, we would charge you for it.
I understand completely. You guys do absolutely nothing, then make me pay for it. Then if I don't pay for it, you shut down all my visibility, forcing me to pay for it. Now, if I don't pay for it, you continue to bill me, even though you're saying you can't make any changes or updates.
Unless you call within the three business days to cancel it.
I understand completely how it works. You guys are a piece of work. No, thank you very much for this call. It was very enlightening. I will be canceling my service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Okay, you too. Just make sure to settle that before it reoccurs. You know, it's completely
Absolutely.
Up to you how you do it. But yeah, I sent you an email that talks about the reoccurring charge and the 3-day rule and all that. So hopefully you find a way to resolve that. And if need be, you know, I'll take the $100 of the Facebook off. I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $299 to $199. But if you think that that would work, I would do it. And then secondly, one thing I could also do for you is, let's say that this doesn't settle until April 30th and then your next billing is on May 2nd, rather than you just paying April 30th and canceling, I could push the next billing out 30 days for you, so you would still get the advantage of another whole month of service that you have to pay for anyway. So once it pays, I'll put a note in here that if you do want to continue and kind of let it ride out for another month, that will give you that, you know, 30 days on the back end so that you have some more time to evaluate it. And then what I would recommend as far as the reviews, I already sent you the review generator email, is rather than you copying and pasting and putting those 9 reviews on there, because that will show that it's coming from Antonio Davis or from Black Buzzard Junk, and it will look very suspicious to an end user. Why did this guy get 9 reviews that were all posted by himself, right? And it would look the same way if we did that, if Local Splash went and copied and pasted reviews and plopped them up there. So I think it would be more effective for you is to, you know, maybe backtrack those people that already wrote you a nice review and then forward this email to them. And if they did it for you before, they'll absolutely do it for you again. And that way you're having some legitimate reviews coming from individuals' accounts, and it will help you on your Google listing rather than making it look like just a copy and paste situation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah,
thank
it
you
does.
Very much.
All right, you're welcome. And I sent you that email too, so if you have any questions on how to use it, you can. And then in the meantime, if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up again maybe next week, okay?
That'll work. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Antonio. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Bye.
Thanks.